Welcome to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate all the support. Again, I don't call y'all fans. I call y'all supporters. That's what y'all are. I appreciate every last one of y'all. So I got this tweet from @GoldenDrip__ on Twitter. So I had sex with this guy I had been curving for about a year. N-word fucked me into submission. Now he's taking all day to reply to my texts. My, how the tables have turned. That's right, my G. That's right. So here's her reply. She replied to her own tweet. She got like 11,000 retweets. She put, y'all, he texts me back, claims he was asleep. She put, that's my D now. He got me fucked up. Applaud that man. Whoever you are, I appreciate you. Continue to curve these chicks. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he's wildin'. I don't know. You got curved for a year, bro. You're wildin'. One or two DMs max. After that, that's it. It's clip for that. You wildin'. Fuck wrong with you, boy. But yo, thanks for tuning in, man. I got to get back to reading these tweets because these tweets are amazing. Twitter is amazing. I love Twitter. Shout out to everybody on Clubhouse. I don't know if y'all on Clubhouse, but right now, I got my invite. I'm in there. You can follow me, CBizNYC. My handle is all the same, every social media platform, CBizNYC. You can find me on there. You know what I mean? And you can also follow the New Hype Show on Twitter. It's The New Hype, and Instagram, The New Hype Show, just like that. Yo, I don't know. For the past few days, I've been going back in my Joe Budden bag. Joe Budden is nice. Never mind podcasting. I'm not talking about podcasting, Joe. Let's forget that. The new generation probably only knows him for podcasting. I'm talking about rapper Joe. Joe Budden, Mood Music 1, 2, 3, and 4. Classics across the board. Downfall, classic. Under the Sun, classic. Pray For Me, classic. Pray For Me, probably my favorite Joe Budden song of all time. This dude was having an argument with God. Joe Budden is nice. I see why he was always one of my favorite MCs, man. I haven't seen him perform live, but I used to watch the videos when he performed Under the Sun. I want y'all to lyrically listen to Joe Budden. He's nice. Joey's pen is elite. Never mind, like I said, never mind the podcasting. A lot of y'all know him from the podcast. I know Joe Budden, the rapper. And it's Joe Budden, not Joe Budden's. Everybody like to throw the S on there. But I just want to take time out. I don't think we're appreciating Joe Budden as a rapper. His Slaughterhouse days, the albums were phenomenal. Again, I think my favorite Mood Music tape album, whatever you want to call it, probably 3. I think that's the one that had Dear Diary, Hiatus, All of Me, Secrets, Send Her My Love. Oh my God, I'm going back. I was in my Joey bag hard yesterday, fucking Downfall. Oh my God. Tell me, what am I to do? Oh my God, he was talking on there. You feel his pain? I think Joe Budden at the time was one of the few MCs, aside from Scarface and maybe DMX, who spoke about like paranoia and, you know, going to therapy. Like he really like delved into that side of the brain, and, you know, things like that were really taboo in hip hop. Like Joey really showed his vulnerability on these songs. If y'all, some of my, you know, my followers, my supporters, y'all don't listen to Joe Budden music, y'all, I want y'all to start. Go listen to Mood Music 1, then listen to listen to the whole Mood Music series. Phenomenal. You can listen to Halfway House. You can listen to, what's the one he had? Pray For Me song was on, Pray For Me was on Padded Room. I think that's the one he had Blood on the Wall as well. Oh my God, he tore Prodigy's neck off. Rest in peace to Prodigy. But I think people, they underestimated Joe Budden's pen. Joe Budden pen. And I want to make this clear, too. When Jay-Z did the Give Me That Beat, Fool was a full-time jack, when he did the Pump It Up freestyle, and Joey came back and took his beat, oh, he went at Hov's neck. Him and Hov used to go toe-to-toe, take a lot of shots at each other. And we know Jay-Z ain't just taking shots at anybody. You know what I mean? Jay-Z's going to take his shots with somebody who he feels could stand next to him. So for him to go at Joey, I think that was a you know, a head nod to Joe, be like, I see you, all right. And, you know, we talk about rappers taking pills, Vicodin and all this shit. Eminem said it in such a, he said it a lot, but he said it in such a jestful way. But Joe used to say it on his tracks, and I think a lot of his shit went overlooked. It went over people's heads, though, at that time. You know what I mean? Black people weren't known for talking about taking Vicodin and things like that. And, you know, later on, the drug culture really got heavy, but he was talking about real mental illness. Like, if you listen to Joe Budden, man, listen, I'm not capping for Joe. I'm not trying to join the Joe Budden network. I didn't wake up today and discover this. I've been on the Joey way for years. And when he went at, the making of the murder, when he went at Drake's neck. Yeah, that's what we're going to call. He went at Drake's neck. He went at Drake. Drake ain't had nothing for him. Drake knows. Real MCs, he can't. He has no response. He had no response for Push. He had no response for Joey. Joe is not, Drake is not going to go with a real MC. These guys are rappers. These guys rap. Drake don't want that smoke. With certain guys, we're not even going to call you pussy. That's being smart. He doesn't want it with Kendrick. He didn't want it with Joey. He didn't want it with Push. Those are MCs. Those guys rap. And Drake knew better. You know what? Let me fall back from those battles. But of course, he uses celebrity. I'm bigger than you. Of course. Come on. But yeah, so let's get into the show. Beautiful day, beautiful time, beautiful life. I hope everyone is good as I am. Hope everyone is beautiful as I am. Whatever you're doing, today is the day. Start that blog, start that podcast, start that photography, start that video game, start that paper, start that business. Just start. You don't have to be ready, but start. 99.9% of the things that we want to do only takes one thing. Start. You don't even need a fucking plan. Start. Jump out the fucking plane and figure out how you're going to build a parachute on the way down. That's entrepreneurship, that's business, that's life. Let's go. I believe in you and believe in yourself. I'm feeling silly, but I got something serious to talk to y'all about. Where are my manners? Shout out to everyone, you know, who's been showing love to the podcast. The last episode, Chief Keith, the drill god, moving. Keep streaming me, man. Ring them numbers up, man. I appreciate you guys so much. You don't know. Again, I don't have fans. I have supporters. Oh, I hope y'all check. I have, my new favorite show. All these African shows on Netflix be fire. Fire. And it comes from the majestic place of South Africa where, I don't know, I'm connected to that place somehow, some way. I don't know how, but this new show called The Kings of Joburg, fire. Please check it out. It's my new favorite show on Netflix. I know Blood and Water, that was another favorite of mine. A young lady in there by the Cindy, hold on, let me get this young lady's last name correct. We're going to show her some respect. Yeah, so a young lady by the name of Cindy Mahalangu, beautiful South African actress. I'm a fan. I've seen her on other, you know, shows and movies. I'm a big fan of her. She's on the King of Joburg show. Great actress. I can actually see her playing Shaka Zulu's mom. Check her out. Check her out on IG. She's a great actress. Yeah, but somehow, some way, I always feel this connection to me in South Africa. That's why I'm making it my business to get there. I have to get to South Africa, ladies and gentlemen. I have to. I remember when I first started my record label, we got lots of love from South Africa. I don't know how. A kid, man, I have to go check my old emails. I really want to say this kid's name. He actually hit me up. This was a few years ago. Showed us a lot of love all the way from South Africa. I appreciate him. You know, he used to motivate me like, damn, my music is reaching that far. So, yeah, folks, I just got to get something light off my chest tonight. Close friend of mine, good friend of mine, actually. Knew this guy for over 20 joints. The other day we were talking on the phone and he told me, he's like, yo, I got to my car, look like somebody spit on my car. And I said, shit, they spit on your car. I was like, that's another type of anger. That's another type of hatred for you to spit bodily fluid. Let me describe my boy to you. Very successful. Six figures. He has a very important job in New York City. I don't want to say where he works, but the place that he works is very prominent. He himself is very prominent. Great guy. great family man, excellent father. Handles his business, dresses nice, looks good. You know, very nice guy. Would give you the shirt off his back. So through the years and throughout my journey, I found out that because myself, I had a conversation with my sister a long time ago. Shout out to Ty. And Ty told me that. She said, yo, you know what people hate about you? What people hate about, when she's talking about me, she said, you know what people hate about you? You're unbothered. You stay out of the way. You mind your business. You dress nice. You're clean. You travel. And you don't bother nobody. She said, that bothers people. Believe it or not. And then I relayed the same message to my brother. My guy. I consider him my brother. I said, that bothers people, bro. Whenever I speak to you, you're happy. You're motivating. You're captive. He's a captivating guy. You want to talk to him. He's inviting. He'll hook you up. You need a job, he'll try to get it for you. You need something, he'll try to, you know, he's in that type of position to make things happen. And I told him, I said, bro, as my sister told me, things like that bother other people. It triggers them. You be over here thinking you're living your life, minding your business, staying out of people's way. But it triggers people. Why? Because they're not happy with themselves. And when they're not happy, they hate to see you happy and you thriving and you, you know, moving around and people asking you for favors and it's done. And you're going shopping every weekend at Nike. You walk around with the newest Yeezys and they're miserable and they hate it. And I had to tell them, I said, bro, that's anger. People hate you because look at it. Look at you. I said, with us, we get motivated by other people's success. And I was telling him that. I said, I hear you talk about your brother-in-law's new house. And you know what you tell me every time I speak to you? You go, see, I got to get a new spot. This kid is inspiring me. I don't know about everybody else. I don't know about you, the listener. I don't know about them. I don't know about them over there, the haters. I get motivated by watching other people win. That doesn't do nothing to me. What you eat don't make me shit, but what you do inspires. I have friends who are successful, way more successful than me. I've had friends who I help to be way more successful than me. And I've had friends on the other side that are say, damn, you help bro get in position and they don't even reach back. I said, yeah, I'm just motivated. I'm just thankful for the opportunity because I know God has a bigger plan for me. So it's better to be used than be useless. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm watching them win, I'm watching them come up, watching them riding around in those new Phantoms and, you know, those ghosts with the fucking, you know, got the skylights. It's beautiful. I get motivated. I see them in Dubai. They're in Africa. They're on private jets. I really don't feel a way. I can't feel a way. Guys like me, I'm more, all right, how do I get that? How do I get to that? Hating is not going to get you there. Being spiteful is not going to get you there. For what? I was a kid. I grew up having shit. So I know what it's like to have something. I seen my uncles win. I seen them with drop tops. What I do? I go get me a drop top too. They was never sitting around hating. They wasn't waiting for nobody to give them a fucking thing. They got up off their ass. And they used whoever around them was winning as fuel. You see, winners want to hang with other winners. I like to hang around a motherfucker that's winning. My face ain't screwed up. When I'm in these conversations are different. These guys are talking about purchasing 20 acres. I'm trying to get 2 acres. But speaking of them, I'm feeling like I'm going to get that 20 acres next week. I had guys talking about, hey, I'm going to buy the new Lamborghini this weekend for my son. I'm just like, wow, I'd like to buy a Lamborghini for myself. So me and my boy, we on the phone, we talking, we chopping it up. My man was like, yo, see, I love when you call me and talk fly. Because I like to talk that fly shit. Like we call each other, you know, I'm telling him what I'm doing. I'm like, yo, son, I got this. He's like, yeah, I see you, you know, da-da-da-da. He's like, nah, man, I got to go out and go get me something. Shit like that is what I love. My man called me one time. He said, yo, I'm about to go make a big purchase. 2 days later, he got that big purchase. I said, oh, shit. I'm sitting on the other side of the phone like, damn, boy, you said that shit and you did that shit. I like winners. I like people that win. And losers, let me explain something to you. Just because you took losses doesn't make you a loser. A loser is a person who hates. That's a fucking loser. He's a loser. I've took losses my whole life. I took shit. I'm taking an L right now. But I know eventually that L is not a loss. It's a lesson. But losers are the one who hate on the winners. Always remember that. A loser is somebody who hates on the winners. Don't hate on the winner. Learn. You see niggas getting money? Don't hate. Figure out how to get money too. If you can't get paid on an earth this big, you worthless kid. A famous scholar by the name of Mr. Cameron Giles once said that. And it's not even material no more. I was looking at this picture, Jay-Z and Tata on the beach doing yoga. That's the type of unfuckwittableness I want to reach. That's the type of unbothered I want to reach. Nigga, I'm 51 years old. I'm doing yoga with my best friend on the beach. You think I give a fuck what's going on in this world? I'm chilling. And I was telling my boy today, I was like, you remember the year where I made the most money in my life? I looked like a bum. And the year where I had the least money, I was getting my fly on. Now, that don't even make sense, right? It doesn't make sense at all. But as I'm watching other billionaires in the world, the older Kanye gets, he's still in fashion technically because he's a designer. But look at his gear now. Kanye don't care. He's mostly in sweats now. Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z used to have every fucking expensive iceberg, a Visu, on his come up. When he started reaching hundreds of billions of dollars, when you see him, what is he? Super comfortable. He's chilling, let his hair grow. He don't care. The older you get, the less of a fuck you give. You don't have nobody to impress. Because we think when we're young, we have to impress these people. Nah, we don't got to impress nobody. All these people really don't give a fuck. I'm going to try to implement that in my kids. Not try, I am. I am implementing that in my kids, actually. But, you know, peer pressure and, you know, the stuff that goes around them is crazy, like us growing up. So me and my homeboy, you know, we just came to the conclusion that really people, after I explained to him, I said, bro, think about it. Remember when Nipsey died? The guy stepped on him, kicked him in his head. That's that hatred. You already killed him. He's dead. And you put that extra exclamation point. That showed you was hating from a long time, brother. That spit on his car was that kick. Like, yeah, you that mad at me. You see me leave, and he lives pretty good. He lives in a nice neighborhood. He lives, well, not too far from the hood, but still, where he lives is real nice. Does well for himself. Had he been one of my neighbors, I'd have been like, hey, can I get money with you? I don't even want to know what you do. But put me on. When I was out in Beverly Hills and I'm walking around, I'm noticing, I'm just seeing all these rich conversations and people talk to you different when you come out of something foreign. And I said, see? Over here, and I'm not using a race thing, but I'm just noticing all the pale, you know, that weren't black. They were showing each other love. And we just have a tendency to always hate each other. And it derives from slavery again. So yeah, man, my boy, I was just telling him, man, I said, you know, sad as it is, we don't want to turn down our success for anybody. We shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to turn down our success to make another motherfucker feel good. Fuck that. If you hating, hate harder, bitch. Because let me tell y'all something. Whoever's, and what's funny, I guarantee you, my biggest hater is listening to my show right now. Whoever you are, I appreciate you. Just keep that negative energy where you at right now. We don't have time for that over here. My biggest hater is listening to my show right now. Haters don't have time to build up themselves. So they want to keep eyes on me. I remember years ago, a young lady tried to holler at me via Twitter. She goes and she says to me, she goes, yo,
nobody knows nothing about you. She's like, ask my homegirl. She said, oh, yeah, that's just Biz. Biz is real private. It's like, we know him, but we don't know him. And I like it like that. I told people, social media, I'm here for to be entertained, not to put my full social life. You know I'm a father. You know I'm into music. You know I'm a Hov stan. Pretty much, that's it. I'm Guyanese. That's it. I'm into sneakers. That's it. This is entertainment, baby. I'm not here to put my whole life out there. Y'all already hating what y'all see now. So imagine if y'all knew more about me. Y'all would hate more. Hate more. I wish I had the balls to put out, you know, I was that transparent to put out my entire life for the world like that. I wish I had the balls. I can't do it. I don't know how some of y'all do it, man. But yeah, man, I'm keeping the show short. I'm not going to drag it. But if you're hating, hate harder, please. Keep it coming. I need some. Yo, I got 100 haters. I need 200 more by next summer. Please, man. Please continue to listen to my show. If all of you are the haters listening to my show, please. But let me get off of that hater tip, because we ain't about that. We about positivity over here and showing love to those that show us love. You know what I'm saying? So fuck all that shit I was just saying. I'm here for y'all, the supporters, the one who support me, the ones who donate to this damn machine. I appreciate every last one of y'all. I'm going to keep it short. Happy holidays. I don't know if I'm going to do a show next week. Most likely I will. But if I don't do a show next week, happy holidays. Take care of each other. Love yourself. Let's get it, y'all. I appreciate y'all. It's the New Hype Show.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's the New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's the New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.